Another outside the box, where every feature is worth something. Today's topic is worker pay. Why do some people who work hard for 40 hours a week, just over 2,000 hours per year, get paid $30,000 a year, while many get $60,000 a year, and others get $100,000 a year? It's basically the difference between a person who gets the minimum wage where I live, $14.65 per hour, versus someone who gets close to a living wage, or $29 per hour, versus someone who gets about $50 an hour, although that amount is usually a salary and not measured on an hourly basis. What determines whether a person gets $30,000, $60,000, or $100,000, or some other amount? Pay is currently based on factors such as level of skill, education requirements, experience, amount of responsibility, demand for workers doing a specific job, and usually public perception of the importance of the job. For example, if someone tells other workers what to do, they get paid more, even if lower-paid workers actually create the products or services and the person bossing others does not. But what factors should determine pay? Which of these are legitimate, which are not, and what other factors are significant? It's likely that most people see some jobs as more important than others. I do too. But I diverge from the norm because I believe that the most important part of any job is that it contributes to the well-being of fellow humans, animals, and/or the environment we live in. It does not matter what the job is, heading and managing a business or organization or government, or cleaning up the mess that someone else makes, or doing something repetitive and boring. To me, every other factor pales in comparison. Whether that person is doing parenting or caregiving and helping primarily one other person or contributing on a small scale to millions, both are making a contribution and should be paid at approximately the same rate. It doesn't matter that a large business has one CEO and 5,000 production workers. Each of the 5,001 people can contribute to public well-being. The CEO gets other benefits, recognition, a unique position they can create to their liking, more power to influence how the business runs, more flexibility, a more challenging and exciting set of daily responsibilities. Even if the pay for a CEO and a production worker is about the same, since they both contribute to public well-being, I expect there would be many who would aspire to the CEO job. It is rewarding in other ways, so being paid hundreds or thousands of times more than another employee is not necessary. There can still be pay differences based on those other factors: experience, time devoted to education and skill building, productivity, even the need for more pay if that individual has more people to support or more expenses to cover. But these differences should be minimal, and everyone should be guaranteed an income that meets at least their basic needs. Some people will educate themselves or develop certain job skills, whether it is for a few months or even many years. The commitment to preparing for that job should enable them to be paid a bit more to make up for money lost while getting educated or learning a skill. If all jobs are paid on the basis of social contribution and then adjusted based on other factors such as experience, education, need, etc. That would create an economy focused on social responsibility and commitment to community well-being, not an individual initiative. What contributes to public well-being and what does not is often a matter of opinion. Dumping toxins into the environment, exploiting animals or humans, and using weapons to kill others should not be worthy of any pay or be considered a job at all. Let's hope for consensus on that at least. I think work would be a much more pleasurable experience if it were done in the context of public benefit rather than a judgment that some work is more important and deserves more pay and other work is not as worthy. What do you do or have you done for work? Did you contribute to the well-being of others? I'm Larry Danziger. Wishing pay for work was pretty standard and similar for every worker.